This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Among the federal agencies left unfunded by the partial government shutdown is the Indian Health Service. Erin Kanthu, with the Santa Fe Reporter, has been trying to understand how that's affecting Native American healthcare in northern New Mexico. He told Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton there are three main ways that the sudden loss of IHS funding impacts tribal members.
Number one, funds go through a program that allows tribes to maintain their own healthcare facilities. And they can be located both in tribal regions and in urban areas. So that's a really big part of this. The other part of it is there are traditional IHS facilities and hospitals that are overseen directly by IHS, and those services have also been affected as well. And then another way that people have been affected is enrolled tribal members can receive care from hospitals outside of the IHS network. So, for example, in Santa Fe, they could get a procedure done at Christus St. Vincent and then can send the bill over to IHS to cover it. IHS isn't funded and won't be able to pay those bills back until the department is funded. So those are kind of the three ways Native American healthcare has been impacted by the shutdown.
And what are you hearing about how that's impacting patients? I mean, the people who are actually depending on this healthcare day in, day out.
I talked to a man named Regis Pecos, who is a pretty prominent member of the Cochiti Pueblo, and he told me that over the holiday week, he had to travel back and forth between Cochiti and Albuquerque to visit a family member who was hospitalized at a hospital outside of the IHS network. Most of the Pueblos between Española and Santa Fe and Albuquerque have a clinic or like a health station with some services. And if those are shut down, people are going to have to travel pretty long distances. And that's obviously a huge disruption to people's lives. You know, if you're a working parent or if you're disabled or if you don't have a car, I think all of these factors can really create some institutional barriers to accessing even basic care.
The partial government shutdown means, you know, in part that non-essential or non-emergency positions are the ones not being funded. What have you learned about how tribal clinic administrators decide which services are essential or non-essential? Like, who's getting paid and who's not when it comes to these IHS monies?
In general, IHS is a pretty hard organization to get answers from. So I think really to get a sense for what services or non-essential administrative roles are being cut, I think you need to go to the hospitals, and I think you need to speak with staff who are there. That's why it's such a difficult story to get to, because I think it requires a lot of traveling and a lot of time. And the sense that I got from talking with the director of the Albuquerque area IHS was that he wasn't even sure the full extent of the effects, just because it's so much in such a short amount of time.
The federal government throughout U.S. history has made all sorts of treaty agreements with tribes, right, to provide health care, education, funding for other services. And that government to tribal government relationship is really being undermined by this shutdown, right? How are the people you interviewed reacting to that fact in particular?
Obviously, for very good reasons, there's never been much trust between the federal government and tribes. And that's because the U.S. government has schemed and lied its way into procuring the resources of Native American people on this land, you know, for centuries. So Regis Pecos was pretty concerned when he spoke with me that the shutdown and the shutdown of health services for people was just another blow to any sort of trust or confidence that they have that the federal government cared for them and was an essential service provider in their lives. So it's the tip of the spear of centuries of exploitation and of broken promises and broken treaties. And so I think if that is an issue that concerns you, I think, yeah, this is a time to be worried about it.
Erin Kanthu with the Santa Fe Reporter, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Yeah, no, totally. Thank you for doing it.
That was Erin Kanthu with the Santa Fe Reporter speaking with KUNM's Hannah Colton. Support for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, the Con Alma Health Foundation, and from KUNM listeners like you.